Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And in the immortal words of Joe Biden,
it's a bunch of malarkey.
Right. 8 minutes after five. Here we go. Getting underway with the 5 o'clock follies. Hour number three, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program with yours truly in the air chair, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. It is the free for all. Anything you feel like talking about is fair game here on Friday as we go to the phones and welcome in Ray. He's a leadoff batter in the Follies, and he is in Clinton. Hello, Ray, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What I called today about was that during last week with the Halloween week, you played Rider in the Skies.
Ghost Riders in the Sky. Yeah.
Well,
that's
actually,
right.
Actually, the name of it is Riders in the Sky.
Ah.
It's not Ghost Riders. I have a piece of sheet music framed on my wall that's copyrighted 1949 with Burl Ives on it.
Oh, one of my favorite singers, yeah, the commie Burl Ives, right, yeah.
He was probably the first one that did it, but I've heard so many renditions of that song, and it reminds me of being about 4 or 5 years old trying to listen to the radio when I should have been sleeping. That's one thing transistor radios did. They let you get under the covers with it.
We used to call it your powerful personal partner for portable pleasure.
Yeah.
How's that for a lot of alliteration?
Many nights
from Anxious
that.
Anchors and Broadcast News. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. Well, you know, Riders in the Sky, you know, I've seen it as Ghost Riders in the Sky, but, you know, I'll take your word for it. In on the text line this evening, 71307. Bobby, another thing about National Guard and reservists, the higher-ups would utilize us for our civilian expertise. Selected my unit, ISAF, selected my unit to help investigate an Afghan prison for allegations of abuse. As a corrections officer at the time, I was part of the team. Great experience. Does come in handy. Bobby, what you need to hear is the song Ghost Riders in the Sky, but some with the lyrics to the Marine Corps hymn. And the song refrain becomes Chesty Puller, Where Are You Now, Force Marching in the Sky. Yeah, with about a 75-pound pack on your back, too. All the battle rattle in there. The weekend doesn't start until you listen to the bonus hour with Bobby. That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate that. Oh, congratulations to our friends at the Rise Guys. Yesterday, in this hour of the show, we had on nine from the Rise Guys talking about the event they do every year, the 28-hour marathon broadcast. And happy to be able to report the 28-hour broadcast in conjunction with our friends at Marine Corps Reserve. They were downtown at the well. $27,367 in cash, about 30 bicycles, and they haven't even finished counting how many toys yet. So great work, Rise Guys. We appreciate what you guys do down there. Bobby, I was National Guard, was placed on active duty. I'm a veteran who deployed once to Iraq and once to Afghanistan. I get what that previous caller was saying, but the flip side is reservists live at home. They don't have to put up with the peacetime garrison BS active duty personnel sometimes had to endure. Yeah, depending on who the boss was. Bobby, I was reported to the FBI because I was trolling Senator Chuck U. Schumer's Facebook page, annoying the liberals, and posting Eric's name on the page. More than one head exploded. Some crazy lady said, "I screenshot your post and reported it to the FBI. You should be held responsible if he gets hurt." As was pointed out yesterday in that shouting match on The View with Donald Trump Jr. and Joyless Behar and Whoopi Goldberg, there is no legal protection for the identity of a whistleblower. The left wants to tell you that's the case, but that is not the legal, not what the law says. Bobby, speaking with curse words is just speaking in color instead of black and white. Oh, boy, I can get up there in Metro color or whatever. Moneypenny can tell you. She's heard me with an outburst or two.
He is an artiste. He's a fantastic painter.
Bobby, I saw Doomberg is considering a presidential run on CNN at the gym last night. The way those fools were carrying on, you would have thought he was somebody worthwhile and not a gun-grabbing nanny stater. Gotcha. About the use of profanity as a way to express yourself, same here, Bob. Hey, Bob, here's a question. Now that summer is over, is it global cooling time? Gotcha. Bobby, what are the odds that Tina, RN, who texts all the time, what are the odds that Tina is from South Florida, you know, the pretty nurse that touched my arm back in 1982? I'm going to guess it's a long shot, okay? You never know.
Speaking of cuss words.
Yes.
Do you know who, what character in any movie was the most vulgar speaker ever?
Ooh, wow. That's kind of a wide field. Maybe somebody in the Jackass films, I'm guessing?
No.
Are we talking contemporary films or like older films? Give me a hint.
Both.
So who used the most profanity?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
R2-D2. They had to bleep everything he said out.
Thank you for that contribution, Moneypenny. That'll be all for today.
You're welcome.
Hey, Bob, talking about the old radio stations you'd listen to at night, Cousin Brucey was 77 WABC. Yeah, he was. Cousin Brucey is, you know, Cousin Brucey is still working. Yeah. He's on satellite radio. Yeah. Cousin Brucey. A quarter after five here on the Bobby Mac Show. When we come back, the reaction of Facebook to the mention of the name of the whistleblower and at least one talk radio host, a friend of mine out on the West Coast, violated the Fox broadcast standards by, you know, Fox has told their anchors, don't mention Eric Camaretta's name. I mean, don't mention the whistleblower's name. And he blew that up for him pretty good. All that and more still to come here on the Bobby Mac Show, including today's edition of ATF, Amazing True Facts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hoo-ah!
Welcome back. 522 here, the Bobby Mack Show. So everybody in the media, all the propagandists in the media posing as journalists, have been making a big deal, getting their panties all in a wad. Oh, my goodness. They are outing the whistleblower and could be placing him and his entire family in jeopardy, blah, blah, blah. Well, there is no legal obligation to protect the identity of a whistleblower. But the left doesn't want you to know that. Meantime, my friend Lars Larson, who does a syndicated show and broadcasts his program from KXL FM in Portland, was doing a segment on Fox News Channel's Outnumbered Overtime yesterday when he, goodness gracious, revealed who he believes the whistleblower in the Ukraine affair is. Now, Larson telling a local TV station in Portland, KGW, I think all of Washington knows, all the press corps knows, the only people in the dark are the American people. If you're talking about removing the president chosen by the American people, you have an obligation to tell them who is accusing him. Fox News tells The Hollywood Reporter that it has not confirmed independently or verified the name of the whistleblower. Yeah, right. You mean Eric Camarella? That guy? Yeah, Eric Camarella. Okay. Right. Meantime, Facebook. Yeah, they are cracking down. Facebook removing any mention of Eric Camarella's name.
Who?
Yeah, Eric Camarella, the potential whistleblower.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't want to have his name in there. Cracking down against Facebook publishers who mention any allegation of Eric Camarella's name.
Who?
Eric Camarella. Claiming they're violating Facebook's community standards and policies. Well, we certainly can't have that. You know, they let on every Muslim jihadi to say whatever they want on Facebook. They let on every anti-Christian poster on Facebook. But try and mention the name Eric Camarella.
Who?
Eric Camarella.
Oh, okay.
The potential whistleblower. Nope, can't do it. For example, Wednesday evening, Facebook removed Breitbart posts reporting on the fact that other respected news outlets have reported that the identity of the alleged whistleblower is Eric Camarella.
Who?
Eric Camarella.
Okay.
Any Facebook user who attempts to click on the article on Facebook is now given a message that says, this content isn't available at the moment. Open the pod bay doors, Hal. To be clear, Breitbart did not out the alleged whistleblower, but did provide additional relevant reporting about him. He is, after all, a public figure, having served on the National Security Council. Moreover, his name has been used in the Mueller report on page 283 and Ambassador Bill Taylor's testimony. But Facebook says, no, 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 can't have that. Not going there. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. In on the text line, Bobby, I heard President Trump talking about vaping today and the plans for their future. What I don't understand is with the billions of dollars the vape industry is making, why can't they use some of that money to research a healthy vape, possibly something that could be used by everybody? See, you're placing the emphasis in the wrong spot here. It is precisely because so much money is being made by vaping. Anybody remember, Prohibition in the late 1920s, early 1930s? What happened when alcohol was outlawed and was made illegal? Well, you had gin mills all over the place serving rot-gut alcohol. The vaping has become so popular, naturally, crooks, criminals, people who don't care about who they poison, have started making phony vaping stuff that has God knows what in it. That's where the problem is. They need to stop the illegal suppliers, in my estimation. Bobby, WWE Friday Night SmackDown reminds me of DC politicians. There's not much difference. Woo! Bobby, I remember WLW in Cincinnati, Trucking Bozo, kept us entertained at night back in the old days before all the technology that we have now. Gotcha. Bobby, why do people in the media avoid using Eric Caramella's name when talking about the whistleblower? It's funny because at the beginning of all this stuff, Adam Bullschiff said, oh, yeah, the whistleblower will come forward and testify. Until it was revealed that Bullschiff had lied about his contacts with Eric Caramella.
Who?
Eric Caramella, the alleged whistleblower, that Adam Schiff and his staff had had contacts with a guy before he came out as a whistleblower. And if he was to present himself on Capitol Hill for testimony, Jim Jordan, amongst others, who has now been added, by the way, to the GOP side and the Intelligence Committee in the House, would say, Mr. Camarella, tell us about your meetings with Adam Schiff and his staff for guidance before you came out as a whistleblower, will you? Which would prove Schiff is a liar if this guy was to testify, which is not going to happen. So they put up this phony smokescreen. Oh, his life will be in jeopardy. Yeah, right. Caramella, not Camarella. Yeah, I think I mispronounced it a couple of times. Well, look, everybody knows who he is anyway. What's the difference? Hi, just posted the whistleblower's name on Facebook. Let's see if they block it or throw me in Facebook jail. Yeah, what did Facebook do? What's that name again that I can't say on Facebook? Camarella, Eric Camarella. Ba-ba-bum. Bobby, thank God. Good to hear you, Ray Miller. I'm thinking Ray was called in back into the office unexpectedly because that Michael guy listened to his own weather report and lapsed into unconsciousness. Yes, but he's fine now. He's on injured reserve, but we're tracking his progress, and we'll keep you posted as to whether he'll be available for next week's game. Bobby is a former corrections officer, DI, drill instructor for an inmate boot camp. Wow. Soldier, police officer, and New Englander. I can honestly tell you my language is very colorful. Worse than R2-D2's, in fact. By the way, Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide.
That's so much malarkey.
Yeah, thank you, Joe Biden. Appreciate that. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll be right back on the other side. Annie is ready to go in the news center. And on the other side, today's edition of Amazing True Facts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Great to have you along here on the TGIF edition of the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line. Oh, my gosh, Bobby, I just saw the news on the news that more than one black Republican is running for Elijah Cummings' seat. That's awesome. Just might be a look into the upcoming 2020 elections. Baltimore certainly needs that kind of representation. Bobby, after the Solomon report, that was John Solomon, his reporting, said the dossier was actually crafted by Fusion GPS. That's the one that Mr. Steele wrote. The circle has now been closed. Eric Camarella, the Ukrainian expert, worked for Fusion. He's played many parts, and therefore he is the true author of this do-si-do. He's the beginning and end of this mess. Well, he's certainly a key player, and is, as I said, that's why you're never going to see him testify before Congress. Too many difficult questions to answer. Bobby, the Pickens County Veterans Parade will be in Liberty this Sunday at 3 with Pickens' very own World War II and Korean War vet Mac Gilstrap at the front and spearheading this parade, from my friend Mr. Fox Mulder. Thank you, Fox. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Mac Gilstrap is in his 90s. Bobby, I wonder if the person who won that South Carolina lottery will get a $50 check. Actually, that was a big national lottery, right? That was the $1 billion lottery. But the winner was South Carolina. Probably, yeah, probably. If they paid taxes here, and I'm assuming they did. Bobby, me, Bigfoot, and the aliens are all smart enough to know Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide. When will liberals get it?
That's so much malarkey.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. 5:39 here on the Bobby Mack Show, and time for today's edition of, well, I'll let Gary Goodvoice say it.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing, Amazing, True Facts.
Yes, indeedy. Wrapping up the work week here on the Free For All with today's edition of ATF. And as always, I'm joined by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny.
Hello.
And Little Annie in the News Center.
Greetings and salutations.
Dateline, Clovis, California, from Fox 26. Questions surrounding Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide have been popping up everywhere lately. We mentioned the one yesterday at San Diego Airport. Paging Epstein cover-up. Epstein cover-up, please report to American Airlines Terminal 2 in the East Wing. Well, now they've made their way to the bottom of a beer can. Printed on the bottom of the can sold at Tactical Ops Brewing in Fresno. You want to take a guess at their politics? Tactical Ops Brewing, you know, that's like Black Ops Manufacturing Company, is the printed on the bottom of their cans is the message 2019-11-06, Epstein didn't kill himself.
You said at the bottom of the can or the bottom inside the can?
No, on the outside of the bottom of the can.
Okay.
You can see it right there. See?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Manager Carlos Tovar said he first thought of the idea about a week ago. The idea came to him because the question of Jeffrey Epstein actually committing suicide is a big thing right now. Yeah. So they printed it on the bottom of their beer cans. Hey, wait a minute. You're throwing that can away. What's it say on there? Ah, the awkwardness. Hard to imagine just how many horribly awkward conversations this mess caused. Apparently, there was a bug. There's always a bug. That affected text messaging all over the country. So some messages that were sent back in February finally went out Wednesday. The messages were sent February 14th, coincidentally. Yes, you're right. A bunch of people did not get the text messages that were sent to them on Valentine's Day until yesterday. There were also texts from some other days as well, but, you know, just our assumption is the Valentine's Day ones are the ones that cause the most problems. Already there are posting on social media about people who receive Valentine's Day texts from their exes, found out that their text went to their bosses or clients in the middle of the night.
Nope.
And even got text messages from relatives and friends who sadly have passed away. Ooh. Since February 14th.
Yikes.
Wow. Contacting you from the other side. The carriers are not exactly sure why this happened. I bet they're not. That's the least surprising part of this story. Sprint says it was because of a maintenance update.
Mm-hmm.
T-Mobile is blaming it on a third-party vendor, and AT&T and Verizon are keeping their mouths shut.
I did not get one.
We got no explanation for this. Oh, boy. So if you had problems created, well, you know, as we say, reach out and touch someone and reconcile. Embarrassing social situations. New survey asked 2,000 Americans, name the most embarrassing social situations you can encounter. And if the number one answer in the poll seems fishy to you, and it will, it's probably because the poll was sponsored by Robitussin. Okay.
Okay.
The rest of the top 10 seem legit, though, or somewhat. Here they are in order. Number one, coughing in a quiet place.
Yeah.
52% in the poll said it's embarrassing. You know, like in the library.
Or on the air.
We were discussing yesterday. Yeah, or on the air. Saying something stupid in front of your boss.
Yep. Daily.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many times are we counting here? Forgetting someone's name. Duh. Well, we just went over, you know, those hints for being able to remember names.
That's me.
37% said passing gas in public. Only 37%. Think, you know.
Because girls don't do that.
Yeah.
That's why elevators were invented.
There you go. Number five, falling asleep in public.
Huh?
Kind of like Michael, our weather guest. Hearing, having the hiccups in a work meeting.
Yep.
Or on the air.
Yeah. Tripping and falling in public. Whoa.
That's me.
That little invisible man tripped me.
There you go.
That air pocket.
Your significant other having a temper tantrum in public. That can be embarrassing. Your child having a temper tantrum in public. Wait until your father gets home. And 10th on the list, 32% reported most stressful or embarrassing public speaking, which, as you guys know, is no problem for the kid.
Nope.
And finally, from CBS LA, a horror movie got a real-life plot twist when the lead actress was accused of shooting and killing her uncle and arrested for murder.
Oh, no.
Wait, is this life imitating art we're talking about here? The woman, 30-year-old Aisling Tucker Moore-Reed, was cast as a lead role in the independent horror film From the Dark. shortly after being charged with manslaughter. According to prosecutors, Moore Reed shot and killed her uncle in Oregon in 2016 and is said to have recorded the crime on her cell phone.
Oh.
Okay. She was originally charged with manslaughter and a year later, while out on bail, auditioned for the film using the pseudonym Wynn Reed. Quote, the lead character knows they're in trouble and she just nailed the right level of fear, said someone who worked on the film.
Maybe, I just looked her up.
maybe it was the experience she'd had. Moore Reed got the role of Valerie, whose character kills in the film, but producers say her haunting story is now haunting them. There's a key scene where she shoots somebody in a similar fashion, said another person who worked on the film. Filming began last year. 5 months later, it wrapped. After the filming, Moore Reed was charged with murder. Her mom, Kelly Moore, is a former California lawyer who once represented playmate Anna Nicole Smith. Moore, I was going to say something about the apple in the tree, but I think I'll let that go. Moore told the WAPO that Reed shot her uncle in self-defense.
Good grief.
And that's why she recorded it on the cell phone,
wow.
I guess. Wow. So look for it coming to a theater near you, man. 540 or not, 547, 13 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Bob and the Bobettes roll on here on Friday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. We are in the 5 o'clock follies here on the conclusion of the work week, the Friday free-for-all here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, look at the sunset. We just caught the very end of it. Nice. Bob, according to Adam Schiff for Brains, Trump and the Russians are responsible for the texting bug on St. Valentine's Day. By the way, after making the revelation, the California congressman shrilly screams, impeach him now. By the way, Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide. Thank you. Hi, Bobby. Donnie here. I got a text yesterday from friends who did indeed invite us over for a Valentine's dinner of crab cakes. Jeez. They asked yesterday in their text, do you like crab cakes? To which I replied, yes. They had no idea what was going on. They thought I was crazy. Yeah, when you're responding to a text from months ago, I guess he did. Bobby, Vietnam Veterans, Chapter 523, having their Veterans Day ceremony tomorrow, 1100 hours at Cleveland Park, Vietnam Veterans Monument. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. Bob, with what Anthony, Eric, with what Eric Camarella has on the DNC and the Clintons, has he been put on suicide watch yet? Bobby, Epstein for president. Not. Bobby, are you an amateur radio operator? Nope, just professional. Also, is 101.5 working now? It is indeed. It is up and working. Uh-oh, this is appropriate. A limerick alert. Limerick alert. From Alan R. in Spartanburg, resident poet laureate of the Bobby Mack Show. Here we go. Michael Bloomberg's campaign may have died, when the Dems in the clown car denied him a place in their car. Yes, it is a low bar, but you have to be this tall to ride.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
Nice. President is now taken to referring to Mr. Doomberg as a little Mike or a little Mikey. Bobby, the Italian name you keep slaughtering is pronounced Cherimella. Well, he knows who he is. So do we. But if you insist, Bob, with what Cherimella has on the DNC, has anybody taken out a life insurance policy on him yet? Oh, I mentioned Mac, who's going to be in the Veterans Day parade tomorrow. Mac will be 95 his next birthday. There needs to be a new segment called Joe Biden's Made-Up Word of the Day. Yeah, and we could do it every day as well. In fact, coming up in the bonus hour, we have a little montage of some of Biden's most famous misspeaks. Should fill up the hour pretty easily. Moneypenny mentioned her pun about the most profanity in a movie being from R2-D2 because everything had to be beeped. Appropriate because today is Abet and Aid Punsters Day.
Happy Abet and Aid Punsters Day.
Hey, Alexa, what kind of a bicycle does a toad ride?
I haven't the froggiest idea.
How do you count a shark's teeth?
Not by hand.
Ooh. Do you have a few jokes about unemployed people?
I do, but none of them work.
A Bet and Aid Punsters Day.
Hey, Moneypenny, you know how you make holy water?
I don't know, Bob. How do you make holy water?
You boil the hell out of it. Yeah. I tried to sue the airline for losing my luggage. I lost my case. Did you hear about the cross-eyed teacher?
No.
Yeah. Couldn't control his pupils. That's about enough of that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.